Al-Jinn, the Jinn. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, say, it has been revealed to me that a party of the Jinn, the non-Arab Jews of Nasibin, called the Jinn because of their being strong, sharp, and effective in affairs, listened to the Quran. So they said to their people on their return, surely we have heard a wonderful Quran. It guides towards righteousness, so we declare our faith in it. We shall no longer worship any god besides our Lord. And the truth is that the majesty of our Lord is exalted. He has taken to himself no consort, nor has he begotten a son. And we admit that the foolish among us used to say many exaggerated and blasphemous things against Allah. And we acknowledge that we believed in them because we never thought that men and jinn could ever possibly utter a lie about Allah. The fact is that some humble and lowly men from among the common folk used to seek refuge with some big and influential men from among the jinns, and thus they increased these jinns in arrogance and conceit. These men from the jinn believed, even as you believe, that Allah would raise no one as messenger. And we, the non-Arab Jews, the jinn who had listened to the Quran as diviners and astrologers, had primarily sought to probe the secrets of space above, but we found it teeming with strong guards and shooting stars, a phenomenon which generally occurs before the advent of a divine reformer. And that we used to sit in some of the observatories to listen to something, but he that tries to listen in order to forecast some event, now with the advent of Islam, finds a shooting star in ambush for him. We confess that we do not know whether evil is hereby augured for those who are on the earth, or whether their Lord thereby intends to bestow right guidance for them. And some of us are righteous, and some of us are otherwise. We follow different ways. And we have come to know for certain that we can never frustrate the purpose of Allah in the earth, nor can we escape him by flight in any direction. No sooner did we hear the guidance contained in the Quran than we believed in it. And he who believes in his Lord does not have to fear that his reward will be reduced or injustice will be done to him. And some of us submit to the will of God, while some of us are deviators from the right course. It has also been revealed to the Prophet that those who submit to God's commandments are actually those who earnestly aim at the right way and find it out, and that the deviators from the right course are the fuel of Jahannam, and that if these Meccan disbelievers keep to the right path and accept the divine message, we will certainly provide them with abundant water, wealth, and other material benefits in the present life to avail from, with the result that in that case, we will thereby purify them thoroughly and well. And he who turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will drive him into an overwhelmingly stern punishment, and that the mosques are meant for the worship of Allah, so call on no one therein beside Allah. And when Muhammad, Allah's servant, stands up calling to him, these disbelievers crowd upon him, well nigh suffocating him, to stifle and smother his voice. Say, I invoke only my Lord, and I associate no one with him as his partner. Say, I have no power to avoid either harm from you or to do some good to you. Say, surely none can grant me shelter against Allah if I disobey him, nor can I find any refuge besides him. My responsibility is only to convey what is revealed to me from Allah and complete the mission of prophethood. And there awaits those who disobey Allah and his messenger the fire of Jahannam, wherein they shall abide for a long time. They will continue to oppose the prophet until they see that punishment they are threatened with. And soon they will know who is weaker in respect of helpers and less in numbers. Say, I have no knowledge whether that punishment you are threatened with is near at hand, or whether my Lord will fix a later term for it. He alone knows the hidden future, and he does not grant predominance to anyone over his secrets, except to him whom he chooses to be a messenger of his, to whom he frequently tells many news about the hidden future. And when he does this, he orders an escort of guarding angels to go before him and behind him, that he may make it known to the people that they, the divine messengers, have properly delivered the messages of their Lord. He encompasses in his knowledge all that they have and keeps count of all things.